Item number 18.
Item 18 from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to amend a 2015 professional services contract by $48,000 from $119,800 to $167,800 with Quick Financial Solutions, LLC, for accounting and fiscal management services within the Management Services Division for a term effective January 1, 2015 through December 31, 2015, with an aggregate value of $317,760. This item was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs for informational purposes only per Section 59.52, Sub 31, Sub D, Wisconsin Statutes. On September 16th, that committee took no action.
Thank you.
Mr.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, good afternoon. This contract amendment is for an increase to a professional services contract with Quick Financial Solutions. The firm has been involved with our Disability Services Division for a number of years in the implementation of the Children's Long-Term Support Pilot. Milwaukee County was chosen as one of the counties to participate in the pilot, so their expertise with this Medicaid waivers program goes back a number of years. This contract was RFP'd back in 2013, and this is the second year of a three-year optional renewal. The reason for the increase is primarily due to a major change in the state's database. Back in February, we unexpectedly had to close out all of our prior authorizations. The prior authorizations are for the purpose of providing services to children with various disabilities, including autism, and other developmental disabilities. Quick Financial Solutions is instrumental in processing and uploading the prior authorizations to the state's third-party administrator, which is WPS. They also do claims reconciliation and utilization review to make sure that we're utilizing the total contract that the state is awarding to the Disability Services Division. So it helps us ensure that we're drawing down the maximum amount of state and federal funding that we can. The other reason for the increase in the contract is due to the fact that when last year's budget was passed, we had expected that we would have been further along in the implementation of the electronic medical records database, which the department plans to use to automate this process. That electronic medical records database underwent an analysis and review by IMSD, which delayed the implementation of it by disability services by some time. So our hope is that this process can be automated sometime next year. And with that, we're seeking this $48,000 increase this year.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Buesen regarding this item? Item number 18. Mm-hmm. What's the pleasure of the committee? Mm-hmm. Supervisor Mayo moves to adopt. You don't have to vote for it. Any comments, questions?
Yes.
Nobody has your email. It increases the amount of the contract by $48,000. Mm-hmm. Any comments, questions? Madam Corney, please call. Supervisor Moore, couldn't it?
If it increases by almost $50,000, why is there no fiscal note?
Oh, pardon me. There was a fiscal note prepared.
I don't see any. I don't see any increases.
I do have a fiscal note attached to my copy.
I see it here, but I don't see any dollar amount increases.
The budgeted amount is not changing. There's zero tax levy impact.
Okay, so it's absurd that 215.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Any other comments, questions? Madam Coordinator, please call the roll, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Romo West?
Excuse.
Weddle?
Aye.
Moore Omukunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 18 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number